Hello, and welcome to Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, as well as your guide, Fred Dorsey. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to at Dorsey's Realty on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. And you can even subscribe to our newsletter, which can be found on the web at dorseysrealty.com. Hello, hello, hello. Let's get this number one episode started. Probate, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Probate is a term that refers to legal process of validating and executing a deceased person's will. It involves a court proceeding that ensures the deceased person's assets are distributed according to their wishes and in compliance with state laws. The probate process varies depending on the state in which it takes place in, but generally involves the following steps. Number one, filling out the will. The will must be filed with the probate court in the county where the deceased person lives. If there is no will, the court will appoint an executor to manage the estate. Number two, notification of heirs or creditors. The executor must notify all known heirs and creditors of the deceased person's death and a probate proceeding. Probate serves as an important function in ensuring that the deceased person's wishes are carried out and that their assets are distributed fairly. While it can be a complex and time-consuming process, it's an important part of the estate planning that can help ensure a smooth transition of assets to beneficiaries. Number three. Inventory and appraisal. The executor is responsible for identifying and valuing all of the deceased person's assets, including property, bank accounts, investments, and personal possessions. Number four, payment of debts and taxes. Before any assets can be distributed to the heirs, the executor must pay off any outstanding debts, including taxes and funeral expenses. Number five, distribution of assets. Once all debts have been paid, the executor can distribute the remaining assets to the beneficiaries named in the will. While probate can be a lengthy and expensive process, it serves an important function in ensuring that the deceased person's wishes are carried out and that their assets are distributed fairly. In some cases, however, probate can be avoided by setting up a living trust or designating beneficiaries on certain assets such as life insurance policies or retirement accounts. It's also important to note, not all assets are subject to probate. Assets that are jointly owned, such as a house or a bank account, typically passes to the surviving owner. Additionally, assets that has designated beneficiaries, such as life insurance policies or retirement accounts, pass directly to those beneficiaries outside of the probate process. In conclusion, probate is a legal process that ensures a deceased person's assets are distributed according to their wishes and in compliance with state laws. While it can be a complex and time-consuming process, it's important part of planning to you can ensure a smooth transition for all the assets to the beneficiaries. And as we wrap up, Dorsey's Real Estate Disclaimer. It's important to note that the effectiveness and suitability of these strategies may vary depending on your specific circumstances. Consulting with an experienced estate planning attorney in your state of choice is highly recommended to determine the best approach for your situation and to ensure that your estate plan complies with relevant laws and regulations. Thanks for listening to another episode of Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. Stay connected off the show by visiting dorseysrealty.com. Local expertise, global presence. Your resource for all things probate, estate, and trust in the title.